Banned, he explained. They came to Goja in answer to my summons. What do you plan now?
Down. Shadow Spinner was pasting the hills with random sorceries, hurling his darts blind. From beside Narayan, with stones grinding into my belly and breasts, I murmured, We're going to infiltrate their camp and try for the Shadow Master. I could not see his face. Just as well, probably. The idea did not thrill him.
But...
Never have a better chance. Long Shadow knows everything that happens as soon as it happens. His resources haven't been tapped. He sees Shadow Spinner in bad trouble, he'll do something. Send the Howler, probably. We'd better get what we can while we can get it. He did not want to try. Damn him! If he refused, his stranglers would too. But he had sewn himself into a sack. I was his daughter of night. For his own sake, he dared not argue. He grunted, whispered,
I don't like it. If it has to be done, please don't you go. The risk is too great.
I have to. I'm the Messiah, remember? It's still that time when I have to win support by demonstration. I did not want to go. I just wanted to lie down and sleep. But my role demanded I play it totally. He selected 25 men whose abilities he knew. The rest he dismissed. They joined the soldiers headed for camp. Lucky bastards.
Sindhu, take 4 men and scout ahead, as carefully as you can. Don't take anybody out without checking, unless you have to.
He chose the men to accompany Sindhu. We followed in a tighter crowd, with flankers out. Narayan knew his small unit tactics. Shadows fluttered around us, still blind to our presence, but I did not trust their blindness. Had I been Shadow Spinner, I would have had them pretend. Chaos still reigned. Spinner kept pounding the hills. Maybe his shadows did not know where we were, only that we had not all departed. Sindhu drifted back from the point.
Ground's wet ahead.
That made no sense. It had been dry before sundown. It had not rained.
Water?
I asked.
Yes.
Strange, but no way to see what it meant before morning. Be careful. He went forward again. We resumed moving. Soon I was in water an inch deep. The earth beneath was not waterlogged. The reason for part of the confusion became apparent. The Shadowlanders were trying to stay away from the hills. When they got too close to the city, archers sniped at them. But the disorder was sorting itself out. Sindhu had to eliminate several sentries. Shadow Spinner stopped hammering the hills. Narayan guessed.
His shadows were watching his sentries.
Not so. Their confusion was caused by my proximity. It would envelop the sentries. But maybe he sensed our approach some other way. I sent word to Sindhu to run for it the instant he thought we were walking into something. I was 100 yards from the old walled camp. Sindhu was at its shattered gate. He thought the way was clear. We might actually get our shot at Shadow Spinner. All hell broke loose. 50 fireballs jumped straight up to push back the night. Their light betrayed 100 men stealing toward the camp. Taglian men and big black men. Some were in hand-shaking distance of my stranglers. I looked into the eyes of their commander, Mogaba the Nar, from 30 feet away. He had had the